A friend in California asked me recently, "So how crazy is it over there?" "Well, social distancing is not in Indian genes," I replied. "But at least we're not running around in the middle of a pandemic, claiming we are standing up for liberty and freedom by not wearing masks." And while the Indian government is being criticized about whether it's suppressing COVID numbers or not, at least the Indian Prime Minister is unequivocal about the benefits of wearing masks, unlike the American president at a recent ABC News town hall.
You look at a lot of people's original statement, they said very strongly, George, don't wear masks. Then all of a sudden they went to wear masks. There are people that don't think masks are good.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. And then a video of Indian anti-maskers demanding freedom from masks went viral.
This is about taking your freedom away. This is about manipulation and control.
Oh dear, said a friend. They are now in India as well. Since then, this group of Indians protesting any mandate for wearing masks has gotten way more publicity than they warranted. The doctor whose advice they were spouting has been shown to be someone who claims a PhD from a university in Zambia, one that's not recognized by Zambia itself. At one time, he peddled memory improvement courses. The anti-maskers present themselves as earnest, reasonable people, heroic Davids resisting the Goliath of public opinion on a video produced by the youth portal InYouth.
We are not against people wearing masks. If people feel comfortable, they can wear it. But what we are against is mandatory masks.
They think masks are infringing on their freedom. They cite studies to buttress their case.
So here is one from the Annals of Internal Medicine. And the conclusion basically says, randomized trials in community settings found possibly no difference between N95 versus surgical masks and probably no difference between surgical versus...
However, as InYouth points out, that study was retracted. Their arguments are familiar, a mishmash of half-baked science and anecdotes, helped along by the WHO's own clumsy, often self-contradictory record in handling the pandemic. I was struck, though, by the books on the shelves behind the anti-maskers. Two titles jumped out at me: Inventing the AIDS Virus and Plague by Albert Camus. I was surprised there was no Ayn Rand. In some ways, the anti-maskers seem to be wannabe Americans, parroting the same lines about personal liberty and citing the same discredited studies, as a protester in Wisconsin tells the media.
We're not anti-mask. We're not for mask. We're for choice. And we believe that our constitutional rights are being stepped on here.
A woman's right to choose is her personal medical issue. It's not the same as a public health crisis. Are masks foolproof? Obviously not. But neither are seatbelts, and we have been fine surrendering that personal bodily liberty in the larger interest of public safety. Ultimately, the anti-mask posturing is just a stepping stone to the real fight on the horizon: vaccines. In 2018, data released by the Centers for Disease Control showed that while immunization rates remained high overall, the percentage of children under 2 who had not received any vaccination quadrupled in the previous 17 years. Diseases such as measles have returned to the U.S., like a 2017 outbreak in Minnesota, especially within the Somali American community, where vaccination rates had dropped precipitously. Meanwhile, Africa had just been declared free of wild polio thanks to vaccines. But that will probably do little to shake anti-vaccination conspiracy theories. In India, we haven't had that kind of anti-vaxxer herd mentality. City corporation officials would once go around door to door inoculating us against smallpox. We hated lining up for it. Sometimes we got fever as a result of the shot, but we gritted our teeth and did it for the greater good. One of India's most eminent virologists, Dr. Gagandeep Kang, the first Indian woman to be made a fellow of London's Royal Society, says 40 years ago, when she was a medical student, Vaccine superstitions were common, especially among the less educated. People thought measles were visitations from the goddess. But she worries the skepticism is changing demographics now.
Where we are seeing a lack of confidence in vaccines is actually now in educated populations that have an incomplete understanding of how immune responses work.
Basically, the upwardly mobile Indian is imitating his American cousin yet again. Sadly, there's still no vaccination against willful ignorance. Or as Albert Camus wrote in The Plague, the most incorrigible vice being that of an ignorance that fancies it knows everything and therefore claims for itself the right to kill. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.